For 25 years, Jennifer Briner has supervised 40 nurses and nurses' aides at the Petersburg Medical Center. She says a local healthcare workforce is invaluable.
Because you see the people at the grocery store and at school pickup and at church and at the ball games, we want to try harder because we're taking care of our friends and family. That's something that's special about Petersburg, and I would hate to see that threatened.
PMC has around 155 employees, including 5 physicians. Compare that to Search's over 1,200 employees and 100 healthcare providers. They're in 18 communities, as far north as Skagway and as far south as Metlakatla. That's an area about the size of Indiana. Petersburg resident Carrie Martinson has a Search sign in her yard. She says that sometimes the anonymity that comes with a larger workforce can be positive.
When you go into the emergency room in Petersburg, it's really hard to not know who's in the next bay. Not because you're nosy, it's just you know all those people, or maybe it's just the one person named Carrie Martinson that's over there, so you're going to know about that. And so I'm just not sure that local control is always the best in those kind of situations.
Search supporters have cited access to a network of specialists working in Southeast Alaska. But Mark Tosillo, a physician at the Petersburg Medical Center, says if specialists do too much traveling, Petersburg could bear the burden.
People that are coming here or could come here also have to go to Sitka because they do not have the specialties and subspecialties. So it's one more stop on the milk run of, you know, urology or dermatology or things like that. So they keep getting spread more and more thin. And as long as there's plenty of expertise to go around, that's an option. If that expertise starts to contract, it's not going to contract in Sitka at the main hospital. It's going to contract at their non-beneficiary sites.
Along with staffing, another aspect of local control is representation. PMC's board has 7 elected members, all residents of the borough. Meetings are open to the public, and the board and hospital's records are subject to the state public records law. The borough's founding document names PMC as its health provider and gives the medical board the authority to oversee it. Changing that would require a public vote.
That would completely depend on the community. They would have to make that decision.
That's Jared Cook, president of the Medical Center's board. He says the fact that the medical board is an elected body with 3-year staggered terms ensures community input.
We have 2 seats that rotate out every year, and the community has the ability to put other people in those if they are completely unhappy with the performance they're getting out of that board. And that is having community involvement in the medical needs and future needs of this community. If the board goes away, then that ability goes away.
Search has a 15-person board made up of representatives from many of the communities it serves. Neither Search's board meetings nor its records are open to the public. The board has a representative from Petersburg, Annette Bennett, elected by tribal members of the Petersburg Indian Association. Bennett was unavailable for an interview and did not respond to further requests. Last month, Skagway's assembly voted to advance talks with Search about taking over its clinic's operations. The Skagway assembly also signed a non-disclosure agreement, shielding its talks with Search from the public. Chelsea Tremblay, a Petersburg Borough Assembly member, says that's concerning.
The thought of a non-disclosure agreement being associated with a public health center as an elected official is quite something and must have been a part of the terms of the agreement that they were making. But there are very, very, very few times in my time on assembly that what we say or do is not up for public review. None of those are when making decisions about a community health center.
Search completed a new hospital in Wrangell this year. It also plans to break ground on a new multi-million-dollar expansion in Sitka. Community advisory boards in both places offer input to the region-wide board, according to Search's chief medical officer and senior vice president, Dr. Elliot Brule. Brule was asked about the role of those advisory boards during a presentation to the Petersburg Assembly in early June.
The leadership of those boards reports to and communicates with the leadership of the search board. And the boundaries on really on our ability to provide services and to grow new service lines are really, you know, the boundaries of reimbursement and business. I mean, the approach to our facilities is to be able to expand services as we're able while maintaining a financial viability.
Brule said it's not realistic for Search to provide all services in all places. He gave an example of an MRI machine.
I mean, we would love to be able to put an MRI in Wrangell. Of course, many people in Wrangell would love to be able to get an MRI in Wrangell. The business reality is probably that, well, I know, it just doesn't, it's really not given the numbers of people that are there, et cetera. So there's the reality of that.
Wrangell's Borough Assembly appointed Vice Mayor Patty Gilbert as a Search Advisory Board liaison in 2018. In a phone call, Gilbert said they haven't met in over a year and that she thought her local group was no longer active. Brule was unavailable for more details because Search declined an interview request. The Petersburg Indian Association is working to organize a town hall with Search representatives. PMC is seeking its own community input. It conducted a community survey this summer, which is expected to be published in November. On a radio show last month, Hofstetter said town hall-style meetings could follow those results. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.